Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These barbarians, a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We got a great show lined up for you today. We've already had a great visit. We learned how the Titanic was built. And now we're going to continue on the construction theme. Joe Cleary is in front of me. Joe Cleary Jr. is a vice president and one of the owners of Harvey Builders. And they're the construction business. And here in Texas, actually, their headquarters over in Kingwood, I think, or in that area. We'll get him to clear all that up here in a second. And he's our new friend, Joe Cleary. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And how about this tournament?
Oh, what a wonderful tournament. We were involved last year.
You guys are a sponsor, aren't you?
We are. A small sponsor.
Yeah.
But we're a sponsor.
Right.
And we had so much fun last year, I told Jay Minks we needed to up the ante. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure he was, of course, I'm sure you didn't have any trouble with that. I'm sure they helped you out with that.
Not at all.
Jay was on the show yesterday. Jay's VP of Sales and Marketing at Ministaff. Now, the Ministaff Small Business Classic, ladies and gentlemen, is a great tournament and a lot of fun and just everybody smiling, having a good time. But let's talk a little bit about the construction business. Now, Joe, you didn't found the company that you are now one of the owners of, did you?
No. It was founded by Dave Harvey Sr. in 1958.
Yeah. And then you became involved. You became an employee.
Became an employee.
20 years ago?
In 1976, almost 30 years
30
ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
All right. You were an employee. And having been educated as an engineer and in the construction business, right?
I was a civil engineer graduate from Temple University in Philadelphia.
Temple University,
Temple
all
University.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
an owl.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to get a job in Houston, Texas, where construction was booming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the 70s, late 70s, right?
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah.
Things changed a few years later, though, didn't
they? Oh, boy, they did.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. We'll come back to Harvey and all that, but let's talk a little bit about that, because I know a little bit about what was going on in the Tola area, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana area,
uh-huh.
in the early 80s. Things went from boom to bust.
Very. It was devastating to a lot of
banks. Banks failed. Companies failed. Some cities that had more millionaires than anybody else in the world wound up with more bankruptcies than anybody else in the world.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And a lot of those were real estate developers who are
right.
our direct clients.
Right. Exactly. So how did you guys survive?
Well, it was not easy. Because I started at a time where the business was booming, and the Houston economy had been very good for, you know, probably 10 years prior to that,
right.
It was difficult for us to make the transition to a entrepreneurial company. We were, as long as the phone was ringing, we were building buildings.
Right.
And when that phone stopped ringing, we had to all turn around and look at each other and say, what are we going to do now?
Well, what happens a lot of times, Joe, and this is what you guys learned, I want you to speak to this for a second. What I tell my audience is, and of course, everybody who's running a business knows this, but if you're not running a business yet, when you have a small business, you operate any business, really, but especially small business, you operate every day in two universes. One is the universe of the industry that you're in, what you do, and the other is the universe of running the business of what you do.
That's very true.
And so you didn't have to worry so much about running the business, because you had plenty of sales cures all ills, and you had lots of business, no problem, and then the universe of the industry went to pot.
That's
and then
good.
You had to start operating, didn't you?
We had to start operating, and thank goodness that Mr. Harvey Sr. and Charles Brown, who was his president at the time, very intelligent men, they gave us a game plan, gave us direction, and helped us really crank the business as an entrepreneurial business
mm-hmm.
in 1983, 1984. And we ran out and began marketing in other cities that did have potential for building, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas. And in late 86, we were invited to go to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up moving up there and starting an office the company up there.
Well, it's interesting to me to hear you say we realized we had to become an entrepreneurial company. Tell us what you mean by that. What's your definition of that?
Well, we all had to become businessmen. I'm an engineer by education, and so the technical side of the business is something that really came relatively easy mm-hmm. to many of us, and we're all engineers. The guys are still in the company are engineers. Mm-hmm. In engineering school back in the 70s, we were not taught and weren't asked or directed to take business courses. Mm-hmm. So we truly had to learn all about business. We had marketing folks come in and help us understand how to market. And if you've got it in your blood, then it comes easy.
Right.
If you don't have it, it's not very easy.
But learning how to run the business, that's a different story. And they don't always teach that in engineering. By the way, folks, he is a true 21st century engineer. No pocket protectors on this guy. 22, we're going to be right back with Joe Cleary with Harvey Builders right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Joe Cleary's here, and he can't wait to get back on the air. He's having such a great time. We're rocking and rolling here with Joe Cleary. He's with Harvey Builders out of beautiful downtown Houston, Texas. And Joe, I do this every day, Monday through Friday. We talk to small business owners. Nobody talks to small business owners more than I do anywhere in the world, probably in the galaxy, more than likely. Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, is vice president and one of the owners of Cleary Builders. And tell me the exact name of the company.
David E. Harvey Builders, Incorporated.
David E. Harvey Builders, David being the founder. Now, you were talking about you guys had to become entrepreneurial back in, and we're going to get to what you're doing now. But I wanted my audience to hear you guys. I like when a small business is on my show, small business owners on my show, I like hearing about the times that weren't so wonderful. Because we all need to hear that. Some of us are going through times like that right now. You know, there are people out there who don't know where they're going to be make payroll this Friday or not. You know, and it's good to hear somebody else say, you know what, there was a time when we didn't know if we were going to be able to make payroll. We had to make some hard decisions. We had to lay some people off. We had to, cut back. Maybe the owners didn't take a payday this week or this month or this year or whatever. But I'm going to make a prediction. You said that, Mr. Harvey and Mr. Brown and Mr. Harvey did in those days. And, of course, you were part of that. You helped to keep those guys afloat. I'm also going to predict, based on what you've told me and based on the fact that I know you guys survived, and I know a lot of people didn't in those days, in the early 80s, I'm going to predict that those two gentlemen didn't suck every penny that they made out of the company. They left some of it. They left a lot of it in. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't have made it.
Oh, absolutely. In a construction company, you have to leave capital in, retained earnings in.
Well, one thing, you can't get bonded if you don't.
You have to have it for bonding. You have to be a very liquid company. And Mr. Harvey and Mr. Brown were extremely generous to the employees. The benefits were great. Mm-hmm. They still are. And I think they left a legacy that is really a challenge for us
right.
in today's environment.
What a great mentoring legacy. What a great story that is to me. The things that you just said, you said them very quickly. I know you know them by rote. You believe that. But I don't know that if you appreciate how important what you just said is, because everybody isn't like Mr. Harvey and Mr. Brown. You know, they don't think about they try to earn their money on the backs of the employees. And it sounds like your guys knew that the key to their success was their staff.
They taught us that the people within the company are the greatest asset we have.
Right.
And we've continued on that premise.
Right. All right, so then you grew the business, and you became an owner in 87?
Became an owner in 88.
88?
Late 87 or
yeah.
early 88.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did that ownership, what did that mean to you?
Well, what that meant to me was I was fully invested, and it wasn't given to me.
You weren't like the chicken. You weren't just involved in the breakfast. You were like the pig. You were committed, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And David and I came into the bit, David Harvey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Harvey's son.
Right.
We became owners at the same time. And Mr. Harvey and Mr. Brown made sure that we appreciated it by making us buy the stock.
Right. Even the son.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So no nepotism here. He didn't throw him some shares, huh?
Interestingly enough.
You know, Malcolm Forbes, Steve Forbes' dad, said nepotism is not a problem as long as you keep it in the family.
Well, we have an E-word around our office that is not entitlement. It's
mm-hmm.
earned.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no nepotism. There are two Harvey brothers. David has two brothers in the business. One's one of our partners in Washington, D.C., Michael, and the other's a superintendent in Washington, D.C., Brian. But those guys have gotten to where they've gotten because they've earned it. There's
wow.
no entitlement.
That's a very interesting story. But did when those guys grew up, the Brown, the
Harvey,
the Harvey sons, did they go work anywhere else after they graduate, got out of college?
All three of them did.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
It is.
Not to come right out of school and go back to the company.
That's right.
Well, can you give us a little bit of a story about that?
Well, David came out of school and he's the president of the company, mm-hmm. president CEO, and. He came out of school for University of Colorado and went to work for a contractor in Denver, the Denver area.
Now, was that by designed by Pop? Did Pop say, go get a job somewhere and I might hire you back?
No. It was designed by David.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to prove that he was capable of being a good construction engineer,
mm-hmm.
good construction project manager, without the auspice of having his dad hand him something.
Right, right.
And so he went off and did it on his own, and we got very, very busy about a year after that happened, and Mr. Harvey said, get your rear end back
mm-hmm.
here, you know, and David came back to Houston.
And the other guys did the same thing, something similar?
The other guys began in the field, worked their way up to, as carpenters and field
mm-hmm.
engineers, worked their way up to foreman status, and then went to work for another contractor.
Yeah.
And both of them went to work for different contractors.
Right.
And eventually Mr. Harvey said, okay, guys, enough. Come back, you know, come over here and help us.
But that's really been great. I'm sure that's been a great investment for the business, for them to have gone somewhere else and to work somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, otherwise you're pretty myopic.
Right. 30 seconds before we go to a break. What do we need to know about Harvey Builders?
Well, we're a full-service general contractor. Some of our landmark projects here in Houston are the Galleria,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of folks shop. And recently, the Administaff headquarters building in Kingwood.
You built that one?
We did.
It's a magnificent building.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't know that I'd been in a building that you actually built. That is a beautiful, beautiful building.
You know how lucky you were.
I know. That's exactly right. Hey,
and then,
Joe, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages, folks, and talk a little more with Joe Cleary. And when we come back, I'm going to ask him what it's like being in the construction business these days. It's 10-10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Tonight you're mine. Completely.
We're back. 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. Joe Cleary is with us. He's with Harvey Builders out of Houston, Texas, and we're talking about the construction business. He's been telling us about some of the keys to success, to being successful in the construction business. Joe, talk to us about what it's like in the 21st century, how the 21st century construction industry is different from the last century.
Wow. Well, you know, your earlier Rob Green
with building the Titanic.
Yeah. You know, he was talking about the 2,000 men that were paid.
4,000
men. Excuse me.
Yeah.
That were paid two pounds per week.
Per week, right?
It's still probably one of the most underpaid crafts you can have.
Mm-hmm.
But the people you meet. And the people that you're surrounded by within the construction business, from the common laborers up to the construction executives, are probably some of the nicest folks that you'll ever meet. The most sincere, the most
they're real human
genuine.
Beings, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's one of the neatest things about the business for me.
So wait a minute, you mean it's not all about the big bucks?
Oh no, not at all.
It's about the community. It's about connecting with the human beings. Is that what you're telling us today, Joe?
Absolutely, absolutely, and.
You're not in business. I mean, you're not just doing this for the. You're really serious about that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm very serious about it, and so is David. And one of the things that I think one of the challenges that small businesses have is succession planning and exit strategies.
No question about it.
And so understanding that your people are your greatest asset, you don't want to lose your greatest asset. So we have been very strong advocates of successful succession planning. And what we've done is we've began to share the wealth with the performers within the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we now, in 1988, there was four of us, including Mr. Brown and Mr. Harvey as owners. We bought them out in 1995, and today, which left David and I as the only two owners, and we began the process of buying them out. In 1999, they were completely out, and we began bringing in additional owners.
Really?
Employees that have earned the right.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have 11 other shareholders.
Wow.
That are performers for the company.
And what has that meant? What is that succession model? How has that contributed to the success of the company?
Well, they're fully invested, as I said earlier.
They're committed. They're like the pig, aren't they?
They're committed like the pig.
Yeah.
They're fully invested. They're a cohesive group. There's no longer an issue of if Washington's not doing so well or Austin's not doing so well, then you know I put my blinders on and just watch what's going on.
Ownership eliminates a lot of silly politics, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Okay. What would you like for us to know about the construction industry right now? About the industry itself. How is it doing?
Well, the industry is doing very well. There's been a lot of school work. There's been a lot of medical work. This is on a national basis.
You don't do home building, do you?
We do not. Home building, obviously, is fueled from the low interest rates. And we don't do any home building. But the construction business in general is doing very well. It's been clipping along. It was relatively static for about 5 years. And then about 3 years ago, it began clipping along at a 5-7% increase. In projects, pricing has gone up a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the hurricanes that we've recently had are going to have an impact on commodity pricing.
Right.
But it's a good business to be in for a lot of reasons. It's good financially, and it's good from a social aspect.
Right. From a human standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the big things that I like to hear people like you saying, Joe, because a lot of people who want to be in business, own a business themselves, sometimes all they think about is getting rich. And if that's your goal, that's fine. You might get rich, but if you have but you're more likely to have a good life, and probably not get rich. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think that anybody that's in a business that they're not totally in love with is making a mistake.
Yeah, they need to go do something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give us your website, please.
www.harveybuilders.com.
Harveybuilders.com. What do we find when we get there?
You're going to find some neat projects.
Pictures.
You're going to find, and the neat thing about our website is it's all people-based. You're going to see pictures of me. You're going to see pictures of David. You're going to see pictures
of... That's going to be worth the trip, folks. He's a handsome guy. go check out Joe Cleary at HarveyBuilders.com. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Sure.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, we got to go.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. Got to go for this hour, folks. We leave them wanting more all the time. Joe Cleary will be back another day. I will be back in the next hour right after the news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.